Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your Culture Shock segment. I'm Jamie, and joining me is Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, how's it going? Doing pretty good.
Apparently better for me than it seems to be for you today.
I know. Making a mad dash, that's me. But doing well. Seriously, it's crazy. Woo!
I'm kind of like, okay, what happened?
It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, what's going on?
I tell you guys, it's crazy. It's crazy, it's crazy, crazy. But
yeah.
I made it.
Writers, of course, things are crazy around us, right?
Yes. I don't think we can do normal. I mean, really, if you really think about it, could a writer really do normal?
Well, I'm sure you're questioning whether you can now. After our conversation the other day, which I'm not going to get into too hard, but
I know it made me question my own self. What kind of person am I? I know, because I'm like, oh, he's so cute. Oh, flash throat. Okay, so for those that are listening, they're like, what? I can't really give you any more than that. That's
that right now.
I know,
they're
going to
be like, what?
They're going to be like,
she just said,
oh my gosh. You heard nothing. They're like, they're crazy. They really finally went over the end. I know.
We deny everything.
Yes. That is our story, and we're sticking to it.
That's right.
Yes, that's right. But all things are well, you know, busy.
Yeah.
Everyone,
yeah.
I see online in the community, they're always just so busy. You know, I don't think a writer's job is ever done. It's always
never,
busy.
Funny, I'm just writing a newsletter now, and I was talking about how, like, in the past month or so, I've had to, you know, edit somebody's beta read for somebody. I've had to, you know, do a couple Fiverr gigs. I'm writing the fifth book of my new series still. I had to get the second book of the theme series ready to go back up on Amazon. So,
it's just
yeah.
always something.
For the past month, it's been like, what? And then, like, about a week or two ago, I all of a sudden realized, oh, crap. I have this book that's going back up at the end of this month, and I have yet to actually do the read-through of it and make sure the formatting's all okay before I put it back up.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was like, oh, dear God. Yeah, and then I had the other things that I was doing and yeah, the other stuff going on. So it's like, okay, breathe.
God.
You've got this. Relax. Yes. Get the other things done, you know, so it's like, okay, all good.
Oh, my God. But
yeah.
It's all good.
That was not a fun moment right then when I realized that. I'm like, oh, my God, what's wrong with me? How have I not done that yet?
But you know what? It's, you know,
yeah.
It's all good. You know, it's all
yeah.
good as far as
yeah.
it keeps us busy. It keeps, I think, our creativity flowing, you know,
yeah.
to keep us jumping like that. Now, I'm going to be honest, my least, and that's crazy, but my least favorite is the editing part.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people love the editing part, you know, because it's already out, it's done, and it's just a constant tweaking. But, you know, it's just like what you just named. You named 10 different activities, and it's like we're
yeah.
always in full motion. It's hard to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
yeah.
have to slow down, like
yeah.
with the formatting. Oh, my gosh, that formatting
oh, yeah.
is tedious, isn't it? I mean, but you're probably used to it, so can go through it quickly.
Well, kind of. I mean,
right.
Overall, I mean, when I got the files back, it was the – you know, was the Amazon file.
Right.
And I got a Smashwords file, you know, so it's like, it's, I mean, and Amazon and Smashwords formatting are basically the same thing.
Right.
I feel like you could basically use your Kindle Doc and put it up on
mm-hmm.
Amazon. I mean, put it up
mm-hmm.
on Smashwords as well. You just can't have, if there's anything about Kindle Edition in there, you have to take that out. And you have to put,
right.
like, Smashwords Edition in there. But other than that, you know, I mean, the formatting's not really different. So that part wasn't so bad. It was more, you know, like, just my little preferences. Like,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that the text in the documents I got was left aligned. I prefer Justify.
Mm-hmm.
That's just,
See,
like, my
that's...
thing. I'm, like, very OCD with that. I'm, like, extremely particular. It's, like,
mm-hmm.
I like... the look of Justified. I don't
okay.
know why. I just think it's. I just think it looks a lot neater. It looks
it's cleaner.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
More attractive.
It's
you know. It's, I just. I like it.
And
you know,
for
so
those that are just
get fixed that and little things like that.
Those that are just joining us or have been here the entire time and wondering what they go from, you know, throats to this. this segment. Really could be entitled Inside the Writer's Mind or The Life.
We're random.
A day in the life of a writer, you know, and in
it's
this you'll learn different resources. Yeah. You'll learn different resources and things you may not have known about. So trust us. It'll all come together, right? All right. But
hopefully, eventually.
Hopefully. You know, I really believe that, you know, anybody that enters into the writing world, they either have to have a little bit of OCD as well
yeah.
as a little bit of, I don't know. They got to be able to just,
yeah,
you know, flow with it. But, you know, with the editing and with the formatting, I usually contract that out. But I think I tried one of my short stories to do the formatting. And I didn't, and for those that are listening may not understand, you know, the difference. The editing is more so, you know, grammatical, tenses, content in some situations, line edits, you know, all of this stuff, you know, grammar, all of that. And
mm-hmm.
formatting is, you know, more, you know, spacing, periods, you know, that type of stuff. Am I correct? Am I in the ball field? Jamie,
yeah, I mean,
the
formatting,
the
yeah, it's basically
yeah.
like, you know, like your spacing,
mm-hmm.
your how your
right.
text is justified, like if it's to the left or the right or the center, it's, you know, your chapter headings being centered, it's like the
right.
the font size and the
how
the
it looks,
indent,
you know,
space
yeah.
and like all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, how everything looks. And, you know, with the different platforms, Smashwords, you know, I'm not too sure about Barnes & Noble because, you know, no one ever mentions that, but I'm assuming it's still the same. Or Amazon, you know, they do have different well
no,
you just said Smashwords and Amazon are the same, right? They're pretty much the same.
Yeah, Smashwords
okay.
and Amazon basically for the digital you know, Kindle book and the Smashwords, yeah, they're pretty much, you can just use the, overall just use the same file. You just have to, again, I usually save it as a different name.
Right.
You know, like I'll usually take the document and then I will resave it as, you know, I'll like take out the anything about Kindle or whatever, and I'll put like Smashwords edition, and then I'll just save it as a new document. You know, just like the title of the book and then Smashwords. Yeah, it makes it easier. Makes it a little easier, a little faster.
Ooh. And you know, and you know, I've known several authors, you know, a lot of them, you know, have editing backgrounds, you know, themselves, and they will, you know, they can whip through this and do it all. But, you know, if you're new to writing or all of this is a little bit daunting, you know, there's so many places. I know Jamie, you know, does proofreading and editing on Fiverr. And CP, and you know, there are different gigs on Fiverr where you can get editing and proofreading, and for, and I'm assuming formatting as well. If that is not your forte,
formatting for promotion. I mean, if you can imagine it, you can probably find somebody offering it on Fiverr.
Yes,
you know, it's like if there's something that you can buy. Something that you can create, you know, it's like you'll probably find it. Somebody offering it on Fiverr.
Yes. And I think that is truly, truly one of the best resources that that I became aware of was Fiverr. And if you haven't heard of Fiverr, it is just a website that, you know, all of the gigs, They have a base package usually that will start off at $5. Everything's $5. Now, of course, there are additions. You know, if you add on, I forgot what they were called, but if you add certain things, there may be more in price. But pretty much everything will start at $5, which is awesome, especially for a writer. I mean, there are cover designers, there are proofreaders, there are editors, formatters, for Kindle, for, you know, print, whatever it is, you can get through the entire production probably through Fiverr gigs if you really focus on it and look. Also, I think another great resource for those that are, you know, maybe a little challenged as far as creative skills or whatever, like myself. I paid for graphics for years, and I still do pay for graphics as far as my cover art and things like that. But I was doing it for every little teaser, every little thing. And finally, because I started doing different other type of projects, you know, the budget is stretched. So I said, you know what, I'm going to have to start trying to do my own teasers. You know, at least that would take something out of the rotation. And PicMonkey, Jamie, didn't you introduce me to PicMonkey? Was it you?
Yeah. I think I might have.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was like
I love PicMonkey.
What else? Like
I got
Canva.
The basic free version.
Yeah, there's PicMonkey, there's Canva. You know, so those are the two I usually use when I do mine.
And I'm telling you, everyone, I am telling you, it really helps because it's almost like a plug and play. And that is what I needed, you know. It is plug and play. You just plug it in. You know, you can make things a little darker, a little lighter, and it comes out looking good. Now, and I'm going to tell you of a place, guys, and I just kind of ran across it. And it's royalty-free, and, you know, you can use it for commercial use. Pixabay, P as in Paul, I, X as in X-ray, A-B-Y. They have the most gorgeous photos. And it is, and I've researched it, and, you know, and it says right there in their guidelines, you can for commercial use, you can use it, it's free. And so you can go, and I know some other groups that do use it as well, so I was introduced to it. You can go and get, they've got so many different photos, and they're high-quality photos, and you can grab one, and then you can go over to a little PicMonkey, and make yourself an awesome teaser. Now, some people could probably even pull out a cover. I did for some of my shorter works. I actually tried my hand in a cover, but I wouldn't on one of my longer, you know, works. But so I'm just saying there are things out there to help, because as an author, you know, we have so much that we have to put together for these books.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more that we can equip ourselves in being able to do, I mean, really the better. I mean, I really believe that, you know, if you've got the tools to be able to at least put together some promo, that can save you hundreds of dollars, because I was spending hundreds of dollars, I mean, just to get a teaser. I mean, I would have to pay $25 mm-hmm. to get a teaser. Guys, now I can just get me a picture for free. I got the basic free PicMonkey. I can make my own teaser. And to me, they look pretty good. I like them.
Yeah.
And you can rotate them out, and it just gives you a little bit more freedom. So I'm just saying, utilize these things. They are there for you to use. You know,
another little, like, hack I learned is, like, as you're reading it, because you have to read it, like, over and over when you're editing and stuff like that. You have to actually, like, read through the book a bunch of times. So while I'm doing that, I'll keep my eye out for, like, little lines or little paragraphs that, you know, I think can make a teaser, and then I'll just take them and put them in a different document and hold them.
I like that.
For when
I like
I'm ready
that.
To do that. Yeah.
I like that. I like that. That's a good idea. So these are little tips, guys, that can really make the journey a little easier, because this really can it can get a little bit pricey. Now, you know, you do invest in yourself, you know, and this is investment in your future, in your books, and you want the best. You do want to get professional, you know, editors, and you want the best as far as, I mean, unless you are an editor yourself, you know, or you want the formatters, unless you are very proficient yourself, because, you know, I know many that are. But wherever you can cut a corner, or you can, you know, just take some of that pressure off of yourself, then do it. You know, just do it. So, and I like what you just said. You know, I need to do that. That would make the whole editing process probably a lot easier for me. You know, so it's very interesting. But I love all these projects, and I've seen so many people going to audiobooks too. You know, that's just a new field.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to video. But do you think you ever go to audio?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that I really haven't thought about at this point. Yeah.
Yes,
I noticed it's a lot.
It's a lot to do. I mean, it's a lot more. You know, I heard somewhere, you know, a couple years ago, that it takes a person to see something or hear something seven different times in seven different ways to remember it. And so I think authors are beginning to take it to heart, because I'm beginning to see so many varied and interesting takes, you know, they, you do got the teasers where they do the teasers and they put a little blurb there. They, you know, whether it's one with a picture and one without, you know, people are using, you know, music, you know, I saw that at one point, you know, with their, with their teasers as a soundtrack. I am hearing a lot more about these audio books because, you know, I think Amazon is really behind and fueling that interest because of their, what is that, Audible? You know, and now video. I'm doing video. And I think that's where I'm spending a lot of my time. You know, I'm working on scripts. And now I'm going to look at that app that you were talking about, you know, because, you know, Amazon has their hands in everything. You know, they have an interest in script writers. But I think they want original things for their own original whatever. But I will still utilize the app for my own project. But, you know, I think these are just times where authors have to say, you know what, I'm getting the story out there, however, you know, it needs to be. So times have changed. You know,
definitely.
A storyteller comes in different ways. And so it's fun, I think.
Oh, yeah. And there's like so many ways to do all these different things now, so it's cool.
They're making it easier. They're making it easier. I'm serious. With the advent of, like you said, all these graphic programs, and then they got the soft, you know, the, what do you call it, the, you know, editing. What is that editing one? What you could check also. It's a program. You can put your thing, your document in there, and it checks for you. It's a software. You can add. You can actually add it to your Word. You know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Oh, my gosh. It's like a proofreader. Okay, guys, seriously. It is. It's a proofreader out there. And then, you know, it is. I'm not insane. Well,
yeah.
I am, but you know. But and then with Amazon, you know, they're making it easy with this the Audible, and then video. Oh my gosh, YouTube. Dear gosh, if YouTube vanishes, I don't know what the world's gonna do. You know, it's just like,
I know.
You know, because you can find anything and everything on YouTube. So.
Oh yeah.
I think it's made everything easier, but also it's made the noise louder. Because everything is out there.
Yeah.
So before, I know we're getting down to time, so before we do go, what do you think of some ways that we can set ourselves apart, be a little more unique? What do you think? Because there is so many voices.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I guess I would say, like, whatever, CP and I both talked about that on his segment, is just, like, do what feels right for you. You know, I mean, you can see all these, you know, different, all these telling you how to do this or what to do for that. And, you know, if everybody is following the same exact thing and doing things the same exact way, and, you know, like you and I talked about before, you know, chasing trends and, like, writing the same things that they think are going to sell because other books in that genre have sold, how
never
will
do that.
You stand out?
Yeah.
How can you stand out? So
yeah.
I think it's all about, you know, just finding what works for you, finding what you really love to write, finding how you really like to share things, and, you know, just go with your instinct on it.
And believe in your characters and believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest. You know, my characters, I fell in love with two of my characters. Which is from the School Nights books. And these characters have not caught on like I want them to. And I'm saying this, you know, Angel and Raphael, they have not. And for 5 years, in various ways, I have chatted about them. I've had a song written for them. Seriously, guys. You know, if you see the video, you guys will hear it. It was by Cecile Monique. Illustrations, you know, completed based on them. Now I'm doing a video, and I thought about, you know, and every time I try one of these things, I say, you know, let it go. You know, for whatever reason, sometimes it just doesn't hit. But sometimes you just got to believe in your character, and these characters will not leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? I try to leave them alone.
I know what you're saying.
I put them
to
bed. I left them alone, but they keep coming back. You know, I'm punking them out now.
I have a couple characters that just keep talking too, and like, possible next story here. Try this scene. You know, it's like, hey. But hey, it's all good. You know,
it's
so
all good.
You want to, you know, talk, go for it. You know, it's like.
So you just do
just,
it. Right.
You have to be careful because sometimes maybe you'll piss one of your characters off enough, I guess, where she doesn't want to talk to you for a while.
Well, see, guys, I'm not as mean to my characters. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. No.
Oh, come
no,
on.
Not.
Come on. No, let's be honest.
No, I'm not.
Let's be real here. Come on, real talk right now. It's like, I mean to her.
Like,
I know
James
this.
Is kind of crucial to those characters. Dear God.
I know I am mean to her. I know this. I accept this.
Seriously. You had the girl rocking in a corner one time. It was just too much.
Yes, I did.
She was literally sitting rocking in a corner in one of the scenes. Like, that's
know. I mean, I admit it. I accept it. I know it.
She's just, whew.
It's just the way the story came out.
Sure. Hey, you know, guys, when I first met Jamie, oh, my goodness, she was just writing, you know, it was like these muse, you know, and I love the stories, muse stories, and everything was, you know, almost like a positive, uplifting thing.
Really?
Now.
How are you getting that?
But now, she's actually, now, I'm going to be honest. I tend, in a lot of things, I tend to like the bad guy or the anti-hero, not necessarily anything that's evil or mean. I tend to like the anti-hero in anything I watch or see. If they got a little darkness in them, hey, it kind of piques my interest, a teensy bit. But I can't really tell you guys what I've been reading because, well, I beta read for Jamie. And so I'm a little bit ahead, so I can't. But I'm going to say, this last three chapters I read, oh, my gosh. I was like, dear God. I was like, oh, my gosh. No, seriously. And, guys, it really is good. I'm not just saying this. I'm not just kind of, you know, I think sometimes authors, we tend to be just very overly sweet and nice and everything's roses. No. This real. I mean, and I know we do tend to be positive, and that's good, but this is not really one of those times. I am really crazy about the series. I really like the series. And one of the characters in it, you know, it's like my book boyfriend, right? You know, I'm like, Santiago. Can I say that? Yes, he's in the first three, so I can say his name. And I'm like, oh, Santiago. And when you see Santiago, you know, he's like, oh, he's like devoted. He's this wonderful person. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He did something, and I can't tell y'all what he did. And I was like,
oh,
my God.
What can I say?
He, no. It's not just
he's
the dark,
got a dark side.
He just, and then, guys, what he did was just so surprising is all I can say. And the thing is, that made him more attractive to me. And I really thought, after I closed the screen, I had to sit there and wonder about myself. I'm like, who thinks that somebody's more attractive after that? Because I was like, woo, he is really, So I had an identity crisis for a while, and I was like, oh, my God, I really need help. Because he just did it and went on with his life, made his phone call.
Can I just say, too, I'm taking, like, massive pride.
And making me have an identity. You see, everybody? You see what's happened?
I'm sorry.
She's gone to the dark side.
To get that much of a reaction from something you wrote, like, what could possibly be better?
Now, see, the thing is, now, I love both Jamie and CP. I do. And I've only talked to them on the phone, but, I feel like I've known them for years. And to be honest, CP was the one that was always a little bit dark, you know, you do things and you're like, oh, no, don't do that to the character. But now Jamie is over here doing it. And I'm like, dear gosh, you know, if the two of them ever teamed up and wrote a book, I don't know what I would do. And, you know, they do it to the characters I love. That is the thing. They do
Wait,
it to
that is not purposeful. That is not purposeful.
She says, with her fingers crossed, somewhere. No, I don't think so.
I do not have anything
really,
crossed. That was
but this really is a good
at all. You're just lucky.
But
what
this
can I
really
say?
Is a good series. You know, I think.
Thank you.
You know how they always say, and they teach you in writing, that the characters need to grow. That is how you know that there's good writing there. And I'm going to be honest. I mean, I love the first book. I did. But whoever starts out with the first book, it is so different as you go on. These characters truly change. They truly seem to grow or darken, or they truly develop depth. And there's just so much that happens. You're like, dang, am I reading the same series? And
I
think
I'm
that's astounding.
Novellas,
they're
girl.
Good. They're novellas.
They're No, the telenovela.
It's those telenovelas she's
those,
watching.
Like, for whatever reason, they get those juices. I mean, you, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you watch one of those, and, I mean, every time you turn around, there's something else, like, crazy happening to somebody.
Well, whoever
or
got you hooked on
some other
on
character
them,
doing
I
something, like,
them.
Insane right now. And, you know, so, I don't know, I guess it's just kind of rubbed off. You know, because
well,
I've watched
working.
So many.
Yeah,
because yeah, I've like
no,
watched so many
it's
by
working.
Now. It's yeah, it's like rubbing off, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this character that I was not planning on having in here just popped up. Hi, how are you?
Well, you know,
like,
and,
okay.
You know, I think
and now you're gonna pop up into this. Okay. I wasn't
you're
expecting
like, sure.
you.
You know, why not have
I wasn't planning on you being this, but that's okay.
It'll work.
Yeah.
You know, but I guess what is so funny is that, I mean, like I said, you were having Courtney rocking in a corner on your own beforehand, and now, you know, you're looking at these shows, couldn't do what's going to happen
Oh, no,
next.
No, that
but,
Courtney rocking in
you
that corner like that was inspired by that, yeah.
Oh, so you had started watching them. Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was already watching those when about the time I was finishing up book two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Aren't you through all of
so,
them by now?
No, there's always more.
That's true.
There's like all
That's
kinds
true.
Of them. Like I watched the three Maria novellas with Talia that my friend lent me. I watched Cincinnos, No Hay Paraíso. I'm currently watching Rosario Tijeras. I watched Mañanas para Siempre, all kinds of.
Yeah, I can't even say the title.
I
would be lost. Well, I think you're doing an excellent job because, to be honest,
yeah.
especially the last three chapters that I just read, they read like more of a like one of those TV shows, like you know, NCIS's
yeah.
or see they're reading like
yeah.
that. And I think that's fabulous that you're able to
you
do that.
You can thank Rosario Tijeras for that. Yeah. Because
wow.
like in that
it's
one
really
part,
good.
I was sitting there, I was trying to figure out what I'm doing and like get myself like with it. And so I put on an episode of that on Netflix while I was writing.
It's really good. Yeah, it just seems like it would be something that would be on Netflix. And see, the bad thing is, everyone that's listening, I can't really even chat about it. Because if you haven't, there's nothing like chapter. It's nothing like book one. So
yeah,
everything.
This is number five, and only number three is out yet.
Yeah, see, I'm in book five, guys, and so
yeah.
I really, really encourage you, you know, to check this series out. Now, all of Jamie, don't get me wrong, you know, I love all Jamie's books, you know, and everything. This is just the first one I think I've read. As she was
yeah.
going along, right? You know, as you were actually writing it.
So, I
no
think.
No stains.
Yeah, I think
stains
you,
I did.
I think you already, yeah, I think I when I sent you the stains book, so they were already done.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. And also the difference with that is there's more. Like you said, you're on book
yeah.
five. How many do you think is going to be in this series?
Honestly, I'm not sure, but I did have a, right now I have about, oh, let's see, probably about 4 or 5 pages of something that I think is something for a 6th book.
That's incredible. You see what I'm saying? God, she's just shooting these books out. So what we're talking about, you can go get it on Amazon, because I actually have already, I posted this yesterday, but, you know, it's the Lightworker series. And there's already book one, Learning Me, and then there's book two, Exploring Me, and then there's book three, Rebuilding Me. And book five, I believe, when will book five be out?
Oh, girl, I don't even know when number four is coming out yet.
See, that's what I'm saying, guys. I'm so confused.
I'm still writing number five.
Four is not even
like,
out.
Yeah, I'm like 30K into book five. I believe I'm in chapter 20, and like I said, this one character has not spoken to me again yet. So I have a feeling there's going to be at least a few, at least one or two chapters, you know, coming whenever she decides to, you know, speak again.
Yeah. She needs to come because I do miss her.
I still have to resolve another situation that got up because another character kind of took the lead in this book. I think this book is more this other character's book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know, my character, talking about mine.
I think this book is more this other character's book that you really like, so.
Yeah, so I think that's why I like him too.
This one is kind of stuck up and, you know, taking control right now.
Yeah. I was shocked. Yeah. I was so shocked. That was crazy.
Yes.
It was good.
You know what I mean? Come on. Yeah, you cannot geek out a writer more than by a thing that you completely shock them like that. You know, it's like, there's nothing
better. I told you I was thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, something's going to disappear. It's going to be off-screen type of thing.
Yeah.
But never.
Yeah.
And then go and went on and made a phone call. I was like, no. I was like, what? I literally was like, no, what? And just went and made a phone call. I was like, uh-uh. And then I'm thinking, ooh, he's so cute. You know, then I was like, I'm sick.
Yeah, the character had things they had to get done, man.
Sure.
Busy. Come on.
Yeah.
Time is important.
And I'm like, how's she writing this? What's going
on?
Hey,
when you're in situations like they're in, you know what I mean? Come on, there's no time to pause and to reflect and, you know.
Really, is that how we're going to, that's what we're going to say about it. Guys, I wish I could tell you what happened. I mean, they just did it, and then they went on, and I'm going, ooh. You know, I'm like, no, we all need help right now.
We're writers. Of course we need help, but that's what makes it, that's what.
Well, you're doing awesome with it. Oh, my gosh, if you ever turned it into an audiobook, I wouldn't know what to do. I just would be like, woo. That would be so cool. You know, seriously. I'd be like, who's the place that y'all go?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, audiobooks, it's a whole other thing. And then you either got to, like,
think
get somebody
about it
to read it for you, or you have to sit there and try and read it. And
well, I'm telling you,
yeah.
I definitely want to be in the choosing of San Diego. No, look, I just inserted myself, guys, you know.
I'll find a cameo for you or something.
Yeah, I'm just like, as long as I can sit near him. And guys, guys, y'all don't realize, I have hounded Jamie. I'm like, so-and-so is not going to try to be with, you know, I can say San Diego because he's in the book. He's not going to be with him, right?
Oh, my God, yes, I've gotten in so much trouble.
I'm
surprised. And, like, this is why I love, in a way, this is why I love art so much, because when I wrote those chapters, I did not see what she saw in that at all. I did not even remotely see a hint of that at all in those chapters. I was not even remotely worried about her seeing something like that in it. After I wrote them and I was getting ready to send them, I was worried that she would be ticked off by the very awkward situation I put a certain character in.
And I was like, no, I'm cool with that.
I had no idea she was going to be worried about something else.
You know, drop a bomb, do this, you know. I'm like, cool. Just don't let it be with her.
I told her, relax. That's whatever you're thinking is happening right now. Whatever you think is going to happen, it's not going to happen.
I'm better. Because that really was bothering me. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to handle that. Because I like that character too, but not with him, and you know, I was just thinking, I'm not going to be able to. I won't be able to function.
No.
But guys, get the light worker serious. Get the light worker serious. It really is a treat.
Thank
Start with book one. Get into the adventure because I love starting series when I know I've got several. You know, afterwards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because think about
five.
It, guys. Yeah, she's already
setting up,
got five.
There's
got
to be another one or two at least, you know, like showing this whole thing I'm setting up, you know. So
right. So definitely get it. Start the adventure. You will have, you'll enjoy it. You really will. I'm not just saying
you.
You really will enjoy it. And you're going to be surprised how they change. You're going to be surprised about little Courtney. Little Courtney just started off sweet. She was just a sweet little old college student.
Oh, jeez.
Until Jamie got a hold of her. Little girl wanted to be an actress. That's all she wanted to do. That's all she wanted, to be an actress. You know, had a sweet little boyfriend in college. And then Jamie.
She has other things in
mind. And then Jamie came.
They had other things in mind for her. That was the muse,
whatever.
That was fate, the universe, whatever. It was not me making those decisions.
She gotta save the universe, whatever.
It was.
But God, it was funny. I never forget when I read that about the corner. I was like, no, I'm done now. This girl got this character sitting in the corner rocking. I have never seen that before. I was like, that is psychological torture, you know. But and now the character
novellas,
won't
baby.
Talk to her.
One of the novellas, Netflix. They have the captions in English, so you can follow along. They teach you very well how to torture your characters and how to throw a little curveball at them. They show you very nicely how to like throw little curveballs and whatnot at them.
Just throw it all in there. Well, you're doing a good job.
Exactly.
It's very interesting.
Thank you.
You know, it's got me going. I don't even know where she's going to go next. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you can kind of tell sometimes you're reading up paranormals, you're reading up this or that.
I wish I knew too.
But you... Huh?
I wish I knew too.
And this is going more into, I don't know. You know, it's still paranormal, but it's got like a, not a crime drama. I mean, it reminds me of a TV show. You know what I mean? Like I said, an NCIS or something.
Yeah.
You know. So it's really good. I enjoy it. I look forward to it. That's my little treat. I don't get to read as much as I want to, so beta reading from Jamie has really helped that. So. Awesome.
And speaking of, as we're getting down here, you know, it's like, I guess I'm going to have to send at least one.
Yes, you
or
are.
Or two, or I'm going to be in a ton of trouble because I know somebody was not so gently hinting that they would happily
do. And apparently it wasn't,
over the
apparently
weekend.
I didn't hint enough because I didn't get one, so.
I will rectify that now.
Okay. So guys,
I'm rectifying that now. Just so I have witnesses here. She will have an email like in the next like 5-10 minutes with one or two chapters.
How many?
So everybody
isn't it the end?
Is aware.
Isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't it the end? Aren't we getting down to the last few chapters in this one?
No.
I didn't think
I'm on
so,
chapter 20 right now, but I don't
it.
Think it's. But I don't think it's close to done. I think I have at least 3 to 4, 5 more chapters before this book gets finished.
Wow, how many words are you averaging on
but
these
in
books?
Like about three chapters now. If I send all 3 chapters, then you're totally caught up.
Sometimes
wow.
I think Jamie tries not. She tries not to let me catch up sometimes. But I never forget she sent one. I never forget that she sent one. And I was like, where's the other two?
You know, I got in trouble for that before. I got in lots of trouble for that before. I'm like, I'm sorry.
How many words are your books? I'm curious.
This one is at least 30K. This one's a little over 30K so far.
That's pretty cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you already know what you're doing for Nano, right?
We'll see. I mean, it depends on, like, how I end up flowing, if I end up finishing this before Nano.
Yeah.
If not, then maybe it'll start flowing again and I'll get, like, that sixth one really going, or maybe I'll revisit another one that I've been working on.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we'll see.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so guys, like I said, I'm sending them now, just so everyone's my witness. I will send them in the next few minutes.
All right.
So, guys,
I'll be looking.
Thank you all for listening, for, you know, while we have our little writer geek out. Yeah, and thank you guys for following the show. You can check out any review of Behind the Scenes Internet Radio on Facebook to keep up with, you know, the memes Michelle shares and, like, cool books and, you know, past episodes. And we'll see y'all again next time. And make sure, too, to check out Michelle, because she's sharing all her, you know, webisode information and all these short stories she's been getting in anthologies. Yeah, so check those out, and we'll see y'all again next time. Take care, guys. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.